The Wall Street Journal is reporting today that U.S. counterintelligence officials warned President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner that Wendi Deng Murdoch might be using her friendship with Kushner and Ivanka Trump to promote the interests of the Chinese government. Murdoch is the ex-wife of News Corp CEO Rupert Murdoch and has been friends with Ivanka Trump for more than 12 years. Joining us now is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
And let's start with our characters here. Wendi Deng Murdoch, she and Rupert Murdoch were married from 1999 to 2013. Then they divorced. What more should we know about her?
Well, she's, for one thing, she was born in China. She got to know Murdoch as a very young staffer at one of his Chinese properties, inveigled her way and asked questions when he was touring there, became quickly an interpreter and tour guide, and suddenly popped up as his consort even before his second marriage was entirely through. She was an influential figure on Murdoch in a lot of ways, moderating his politics, presenting a public face of News Corp and Fox's interests in China, and a very important one, as the Chinese market is a very closed one. So she, for many years until their clearly irrevocable split, among other things, over her infidelities alleged by Murdoch, she was an important figure for him, and particularly as it pertains to China.
And what is her relationship with Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner?
Well, Jared Kushner, as people may recall, is the son of a somewhat disgraced New Jersey real estate magnate. He made his big push in the early 2000s, mid-first decade of 2000, into New York City by making a splashy acquisition here in real estate, but also buying the New York Observer. Rupert Murdoch served as something of a mentor for him and a bit of a father figure for him, squiring him around and introducing him and making him in some ways a known figure in media circles as well as establishment circles in New York. Wendi Deng served much the same purpose for Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner's girlfriend, and helped to smooth out some of the wrinkles in their relationship, encouraging them to work out their problems as they work toward what has been a marriage for some years now. She pops up a lot in Ivanka Trump's Instagram feed. They appear on photographs at the inauguration last year for Trump, but also on vacations together.
All right. So according to The Wall Street Journal, the warning to Jared Kushner about Wendi Deng was part of an effort by national security officials to explain to Kushner that he needed to be careful when dealing with people who have interests that might conflict with those of the U.S. government. What kind of pro-China interests do we know that Wendi Deng had?
Well, the story is very specific. It involves a planned $100 million project. It would be a Chinese garden at the National Arboretum, as I believe it's pronounced. This was considered a national security risk, according to the journal's account, because it's actually on a pretty high patch of land. They were planning a 70-foot-tall white tower that, you know, one could imagine they could use for intercepting signals as a form of intelligence.
And that didn't happen, that project?
It never happened.
Hmm. So what about Kushner's relationship with China or Kushner's role in U.S.-China relations? He was the one who set up the meeting between President Trump and the Chinese president at Mar-a-Lago last April. He went with Trump to Beijing in November. What evidence do we have that Wendi Deng did use her friendship with Kushner and Ivanka Trump to try to influence policy?
I don't know that that was the case. Certainly, she's been a frequent companion of Ivanka Trump in particular and is a confidant of the Kushners. And she has met with senior Chinese officials, including at the time the Chinese premier some years ago. So she is certainly familiar with that world. I will say, you know, that News Corp executives used to joke among themselves, what if Wendi is somehow a Chinese asset? What if she's a spy? And I think it was sort of the sniping that sometimes occurs about the big boss's spouse in this company or that company. Roger Ailes used to add the late chairman of Fox used to claim that it was true, but he was a very conspiratorial minded guy. Hmm. After his split from Wendi Deng Murdoch, Rupert Murdoch used to suggest the same thing, half in jest, half reality. It's not clear that that's exactly what was being asserted by national security officials, but certainly they're suggesting that she was advancing Chinese interests in this case.
What does it tell you that this story appeared in the Wall Street Journal, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch?
It tells you a couple things. First off, it tells you there's no way the story would have been published had it if Rupert Murdoch didn't want it published, or his representative, the CEO of News Corp, Robert Thompson, who's like a surrogate son. It tells you that he's happier in some ways to make life uncomfortable for his ex-wife than he is to smooth things out for the daughter and son-in-law of the president, with whom he has decided very pragmatically to fully align himself. And it tells you that the journal's capable of doing reporting on the Trump administration as it has done this week, as it did last week when it involved allegations from a porn star about her potential interactions with the president, that they're willing to report tough things. And I think that's to be admired, even after as this story has a personal twist for the Murdochs.
David, we just have a few seconds here, but I just want to get your thoughts on whether we're going to be talking a lot about a new Fox News show announced today called Scandalous about the impeachment of President Clinton.
You know, it's funny. I covered the Clinton impeachment as a young political reporter. It's a worthy topic 20 years out. But let me tell you, you know, as you look at the roster of people they're interviewing, the only Democrat they have there is now somebody who's not a Democrat, Joe Lieberman, the former senator. And it is reflective of the Fox News' obsession with Hillary Clinton and the Clinton administration, but also President Trump's obsession with them. This dovetails with that agenda very closely.
Well, it comes out this weekend. We'll be watching. David Folkenflik, NPR media correspondent. Thank you.
You bet.